This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I thought I heard it all in terms of medical complaints, but I had a patient who inquired about having some tests done because marijuana just doesn't seem to make them high anymore. That's a valid complaint. It's a valid complaint. I think many of us have issues with our cannabinoid receptors, such that marijuana does nothing to me. There was only once when I was sitting in a hotel room at a birthday party, and there was a party a couple floors above us, and they were smoking on their balcony, and so it was coming into the room, and I felt a little relaxed. But other than that, I don't know what everybody's talking about. You know, when you see, the way they sensationalize it in the movies, I don't see it. And so I just think I don't have the receptors. You need cannabinoid receptors in order to be able to react to an exposure. But this was interesting because he said it doesn't work anymore, which means he had a euphoria, or he was able to react or note a feeling, but not anymore. Well, we discussed this. Cannabis has had to get stronger and stronger and stronger because of the widespread use. You do develop a tolerance. And we're being told now that the potency of cannabis has jumped from 4% to 15%. And the higher the THC, the psychedelic component, the psychoactive ingredient, in order to make people feel like they're high or that euphoria, can have effects, side effects. Psychiatric disorders, worsen addiction. And so this is something that when, you know, somebody is reaching out to a doctor because marijuana is not working for them anymore, we have a problem. We might be overusing it. Just like with alcohol. I love the fact that there's champagne and we can open it on New Year's or when there's a special occasion. And I love that, you know, if I want to have a mojito with some friends, I can. But you were never supposed to be drinking it every day. We still don't have cardiologists comfortable with saying drink alcohol for your heart. We're still not there yet. We think a glass of red wine might have some benefits because of the resveratrol, but when you look at the cancer risk and, you know, the high blood pressure risk and the GI issue risks and the liver risks, we're still kind of reluctant in saying everybody, you know, have alcohol every day. So same thing with marijuana. How do we tell people that marijuana is not supposed to be a daily thing? Now, let's say you have cancer and you're trying to treat it for your metastatic cancer pain. That's one thing. But if you're doing it for poops and giggles, we're running into a problem. And the demand, the consumer demand, is for marijuana that works. Hence, we're seeing stronger, stronger strains now put out into the communities. A draft document sponsored by the state's healthcare authority shows that levels of THC, the psychoactive ingredient found in drug bust seizures, has risen steadily since the 1990s. Apparently, they could breed powerful plants. So the multi-billion dollar legal pot industry is evolving. They're figuring out how to make a product that more people are going to want. The problem with that is we are seeing higher levels of psychosis. We're seeing more people addicted. We're seeing more people tolerant where the current cannabis isn't working. You know, I urge you all to see The Wolf of Wall Street. And the one scene I bring up a lot is the one where the character, and I should know the character's name, but basically Leonardo DiCaprio and Jonah Hill were sitting on a couch, and they were going to try these Quaaludes. I think they called them lemon drops or whatever. They were supposed to be really, really strong. So they took a couple and nothing happened. So they're like, well, maybe they're weak. Maybe because they're old, they're weak. So they start taking more. And because there was a delayed effect, they almost died. They almost choked. They got into car accidents, whatever. This is the problem we have. People are thinking that if it's not strong enough, they need to take more. And if your body has a delayed effect, or your body receives, because your cannabinoid receptors are now altering because of your use, that could be a problem. Apparently, there are products out there that are close to 100% THC. Novice cannabis users, rather than starting out small, will go to the big stuff. It's like hitting 190 proof alcohol. These strong cannabises that are almost 100% THC are called dabs. Well, apparently, poison control hotlines are being called. Hospital emergency rooms are seeing people with psychosis events, with cannabis hyperemesis syndrome, where you can't stop vomiting. And the average patient I see, they are on marijuana daily. That's not what it's for. But keep in mind, it's cumulative. So your marijuana accumulates. And I'm not saying marijuana is bad. I voted to legalize it in my state because I wanted us to be able to study it, see where there could be some applications for pain patients, free up the police. And I wanted us to, you know, look at it a little bit more freely such that so we don't have the limitations that laws cause when you want to study something. But it's a mess. In fact, they say kids, they say child marijuana use has soared 250% in the last 20 years. In fact, marijuana has now replaced alcohol as a drug choice. Researchers in Oregon looked at 338,000 cases of intentional abuse or misuse, and marijuana is the leading cause of poisoning for children since 2018. So, you know, marijuana could be legal, but somebody needs to share the memo that it shouldn't be an everyday thing. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I do not have an update on Jimmy Garoppolo's foot. Sounds like he is out for the season. We had a lot of injuries yesterday with football. Dallas won, the Vikings won, the Ravens won. I'm pretty happy. I made money yesterday, so I'm a happy girl. I just do a little bit on the sports book because, you know, it's fun. Nothing too serious because I just, you know, I'm not a big risk taker. Some of you have actually asked some questions about this whole Harry and Meghan and the Royals controversy. I guess Harry and Meghan dropped trailers for their new Netflix series. And I'm more interested in sports, so I really don't follow that. But some of your questions have been very interesting. So to answer the first one, no, I haven't really followed it. I don't have an opinion yet on their, you know, their Netflix documentary or anything like that. But another question, which I found fascinating, and I do watch The Crown. I haven't really followed much of what the royals have done because you know, it was just, I don't know. You know, now it's easier because the Crown kind of, you know, puts it to life so you could catch up on all the drama in like one series, even though that's also subjective. There's a lot of subjectivity and some misinformation in that one. But one question that was brought up that I thought was fascinating was how come people were comfortable with Diana, Princess Diana, going to BBC, writing a tell-all book, but they're not okay with Harry and Meghan doing it. And it's interesting because I don't look at Meghan Markle like Princess Diana. And maybe it's because the way the media made Princess Diana, she was this Mother Teresa. She was this, you know, there for the children and always doing, you know, charitable work. And I think Meghan Markle's doing a lot of that now also, but it just, I don't know. Princess Diana was kind of made to look angelic. And then Prince Charles has an affair. And again, she might have had affairs too. According to the Crown, she did. But she, you know, she looked like she was with somebody who didn't love her and got the short end of the stick, and so people felt sorry for her. People don't feel sorry for Meghan Markle because I believe, and maybe they do, and, you know, maybe she went through the same hell. One is Harry does love her, so she doesn't have the issue where her husband doesn't want her. You know, she allegedly had this issue where the royals didn't like her. I don't know the backstory of that. But the big difference between Diana and Meghan Markle is Diana was always, I guess, in the upper echelon bougie crowd. And then she was there. And then it you know, she suffered from, you know, depression and issues. And there was a lot of, I guess, you know, restrictions and she felt trapped. And then I think, you know, Prince Charles told his story, so she needed to defend herself. So there was a little bit of that going on. Meghan went from being she was in some TV shows. I think she was in 90210. There was a scene where she was performing, I guess, oral sex on somebody. The guy who later was also in Poops Creek. I don't want to say the TV show just in case it's a bad word. I love that show. S Creek, that was really, really, it was a good, good show. Fantastic show. Eugene and Michael Levy did a fantastic job. But, so, you know, she did some TV work. She did the game show, Let's Make a Deal. And then all of a sudden, she gets to become a princess. So she goes through every girl's dream. She gets the prince. She gets to be a princess. She gets to now be royalty. And now she's complaining about it. And I'm not saying that's what happened, but that's the perception. So it's much different than the whole Princess Diana. Princess Diana, you know, she was, it's not like she gained that much, and it looks like she lost a lot. And then she died. Now, I don't know what people thought of her in the 90s when the books came out, but when she was killed, August 31st of 1997, which I believe was the date. I was in residency at the time, and my aunt called me going, oh, my God, Lady Di is dead, Lady Di is dead. And, you know, I was like, well, you know, it's been Princess Di, but, yeah, I get it. That was, and a lot of the rumors of was she killed, because I'm like, paparazzi don't, they're not allowed to chase you and put you in a hot pursuit. And then there was like, well, her driver was drunk. When you see the picture of her looking in the back, you know, seeing who's chasing her, that didn't look like anybody was drunk. If she was worried about her driver being drunk, she would be facing forward trying to help him steer. Instead, she was looking back. So was Dodie. So almost like they were being chased. And so the story just didn't make sense. So the whole aura around Princess Diana was she was a victim, and then she was, you know, possibly killed. Who knows if, you know, or in the most horrific accident. So there's a lot of sorrow. With Meghan Markle, it was, you got lucky. You were found you lived a child's fairy tale where you got found by the prince. Prince marries you, brings you to the castle. You get a fairy tale wedding. You are now royalty. And it just, she doesn't like it. Now, if she doesn't like it, that's fine. She has every right to dislike it. She has every right to leave. She has every right to leave a family who she feels is not welcoming to her, or if she feels they're racist. She has every right to leave. They said they wanted privacy. They didn't want to live the royal lifestyle. They wanted privacy and to have, if they want to move to a cottage in Wyoming and do their thing, I don't blame them. But that's not what's happening. It's every single week in the news, whether it's a podcast or whether it's a TV show or whether it's a video, is of the heartbreak and the trauma caused by the royal family. Now it starts to make people wonder a little bit, going, wait a second, is it really privacy you want, or do you want to become American royalty? Was it that, you know, I mean, look, we, a lot of us would love to be stars. Now, I would love to be able to dine with Brad Pitt and George Clooney and be invited to these galas, and, you know, that could be cool. But maybe that's what Meghan wanted. She wanted American royalty, not necessarily British royalty. So she's back here with Harry and I, you know, trying to make it work in terms of, you know, making money on Netflix and all that. And it just has a much different feel to it. And again, she could be the biggest victim of them all, of the royal family. I don't know. But it's a lot harder to look at her rags to riches story and feel sorry for her, because there's so many things you could do. You know, I mean, I don't know what I would. I have, you know, I understand in-laws. I understand how tough that could be. And I understand. And, you know, when I had issues with my in-laws, I'm not going to publicly badmouth them or whatever. You know, they did it out of love. Most in-laws have issues because they love, you know, their son and their nuclear family, and they want that nuclear family to be a certain way. And I get it. In-law issues happen. It's okay. But do you try to cash in on that? No. Do you, you know, I mean, what I would have done, and again, I couldn't fathom being in her position, you know, but what I would have done if I felt the family was insulting me or was going to insult my future children, I'd say, look, guys, you know, love you guys, but I'm probably not going to live in the same city. Yeah. You know, I do prefer to, you know, go back to America, and I want to still stay close. If there's anything I could do from an American standpoint, let me know. If not, I understand if certain titles have to go, but, you know, whatever we could do to come up with a peaceful situation, I want to be happy. This is the life I want to lead. And, you know, let's figure out how to make it work without having these rifts. But instead, it's, you know, they need money. And I don't see how they need money to the degree that they have to do what they're doing. Unless, really, the royals are as evil as they're trying to say. So I haven't seen the documentary. I don't know if I will. I mean, I might, just because I want to be able to report on it if I get asked. But I think it's really hard to compare the two situations. And, you know, the media made, the Princess Diana, you know, look like an angel who, you know, got herself into, an unloved marriage and, ended up dying too young. So it's, you know, hard to have the same sort of sympathy. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans have more time to get the real ID necessary to board flights or enter federal facilities. The Department of Homeland Security announced the Real ID deadline will be pushed back from May 3rd of next year to May 7th, 2025. DHS saying the extension is necessary to address the lingering impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic. The initial implementation date for Real IDs was October 1st of last year. Oil-producing nations are making an announcement regarding production. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
OPEC Plus said Sunday it will lock in current oil production levels. That suggests the world's leading oil producers are uncertain about the direction of crude prices. It locks in a 2 million barrel a day production cut that was decided in October.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Some of these shows are on video, on Facebook Live. I'm not very good at putting everything on YouTube. I have to get better with that. So eventually I will have my stuff on YouTube. But for now, just Facebook Live, and then, of course, you can catch us on any of the affiliates throughout the country, as well as GCN Live, TalkStream Live, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Odyssey. You could catch our show in a whole bunch of different arenas. Okay, so Bob McGrath, one of the original cast members of Sesame Street, has died at the age of 90. From what we understand, it was peaceful. I don't think we have a cause of death, but he was Bob on Sesame Street. And when I was little, and I watched Sesame Street, Electric Company, Via Allegra, I didn't really like Captain Kangaroo too much, I think. I don't know why I didn't really watch that. I did not like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. That Lady Elaine scared me. Mr. McFeely was odd. I didn't like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. I'm sorry. I thought Mr. Rogers was cool, but I was more of a Sesame Street Electric Company girl. And I had a crush on David, on Luis, and Bob on Sesame Street. I love Luis. Luis's Fix-A-Shop, Dave and Mr. Hooper's store, and then Bob. And I mean, I'm like 4, 5, and I'm not bringing this up because I want to do a confession right now. I saw Father Stu, so I'm going, maybe I should confess more than I do. But I bring it up because I had a question from one of my listeners for a long, long time ago, where they had a daughter that just loved her male teachers and always wanted to hug and always wanted to be near the male, any male, you know, whether it was like an uncle or whatever. And my mom said I was similar, where I would be walking across a street with her not knowing to go and kiss a random man, all right, when I was little. And I don't know if she remembers all the stories, but I remember as a kid that I just thought, I just liked the guys more than the girls. Murray on Mary Tyler Moore, my mom would watch Mary Tyler Moore, and I thought he was cute. I had a crush on him. I had a crush on Ricardo Montalban. And I mean, this was all before I was 6 years old. And then when I was older, it was Bruce Willis, Jean-Claude Van Damme, MacGyver, Richard Dean Anderson, you know, and now it's, you know, Viggo Mortensen and Michael Fassbender and Brad Pitt and Michael, oh my gosh, he is so good looking. He has the same name as the Michael Jordan, not the basketball player, but Michael Jordan, the actor, you know, I found men attractive. But what is behind little girls? People call it, maybe it's an Oedipus complex or a daddy syndrome. And I don't think so. I don't think so. I think maybe that could be one of the theories. But little girls, it's very, very interesting. I can't speak for everybody and their mother relationship or their sister relationship or their brother relationships or their dad relationships. But moms have to train their daughters a little differently than dads do. And so, because in our family we had rapes and, you know, assaults and things like that, my mom was pretty tough on me. She didn't want me just going up to a random man, right? Especially since I was, 3 years old. She didn't want me wearing shorts, you know, didn't want me having long hair, was trying to protect me from possibly being a victim. Men, a little different, okay? You know, men might be tougher on the boys, but with the girls, they're a little girl. So a lot of dads, even though, trust me, I got my share of whoopings and beatings and belt, trust me, it wasn't as bad as my brothers. And so girls, little girls, might pick up that they're favored somehow by the male as opposed to the female. You know, women, a lot of women in my life were not very nice. The guys were. Now, were they nice because they were, afraid of saying anything to make me cry? Were they being nice because they, you know, as I got older, they were attracted to me? But, you know, the females are different with other females. I mean, I'm nice. I want to be helpful, but I treat everybody with respect, but I could tell, you know, in my life that the women weren't as nice as the men. And mind you, I have dealt with some men who were some real rectums, trust me. But it's, you know, why is that? But the question comes back, you know, you have a daughter that keeps going up to men, wanting to hug them and all that. All right, so what's going on there? Is it because she really loves her daddy and she misses her daddy? Or there's not a, let's say, a father figure, or she's not getting enough love from mom? You know, or is it that there's a character that he reminds her of that she just loved in a movie or TV show or something. And so she wants to hug that person. You know, you don't know what a 3-year-old is thinking, you know, or a 5-year-old. Their thought process is different. And I don't remember who these men were that my mom said I would go up to randomly. But if one looked like Bob from Sesame Street, it's not that I want to marry the guy when I'm 3. It's because I thought he was Bob from Sesame Street, so I wanted to hug him. You know, I don't know. Now, yes, there was Maria on Sesame Street, and there was Gordon and Susan. I liked them all, but for some reason, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's also because Bob didn't, you know, make funny faces. The women made funny faces in Sesame Street, if you remember. So when Oscar the Grouch would do something, you know, the women would be like, because Oscar the Grouch is grouchy. Or if Cookie Monster said something stupid. Or if Snuffleupagus' butt knocked somebody over. Or if Ernie and Bert, you know, had some sort of issue. God, I loved Ernie and Bert. I noticed some of the women would be a little bit more contorting with their face than the men. So I don't know. Maybe it's because, you know, young kids look at mommies as the disciplinarians. Even though dad was the one that would, you know, when daddy came home, damn, you know, you run. But maybe it's because, you know, mom is not the fun one. Mom is not the one that you always get to play with and you know, do sports with and get to drive in the car fast with. Mom is the one that says you need to buckle up. You need to eat your vegetables. You need to brush your teeth. You need to take a bath. You need to, you know, I was worried about that with my boys too. If my boys, they think I'm the funny one, but the fun one is daddy. Daddy's the fun one. Why aren't I the fun one? Well, because mom, you're always asking us to check our testicles and make sure there's not testicular cancer. And you're always telling us to eat our vegetables. And you're always asking us about our medical issues. And you're, you know, and, well, yeah, because I'm your mommy. Well, dad doesn't do that. Daddy never brings up their testicles. I don't understand that. You would think, oh, that's all boys would talk about. But every time I see a case of a testicular cancer, I'm going to text the boys and ask them to check themselves because I don't think they do it. I mean, I tell them to, you know, wait till they're on break. go to a bathroom. But apparently they don't like it. So it's very interesting. If you have a child that you think has an acclivity, we're not talking sexual orientation, anything like that. We're just talking, they just seem to like the uncles more than the aunts. Well, that's another thing. That's another thing. If I want to give a big hug, with women it's difficult because, you know, their boobies could hurt or they, you know, but a guy, you got that big flat chest, you could run up as a kid and hug them. Yet with women, it's, okay, wait, hold on a second, hold on, okay, here we go. You know, and maybe there's that coldness. I don't know, but I find it fascinating. May Bob rest in peace. Thank you for decades of being on Sesame Street. You really brought a bunch of kids joy. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So it's not all in your head. Many of you are having memory issues. I think there's a bunch of reasons for that. First and foremost, I do blame COVID. That, hands down. I think those of us got exposed to COVID, many of us did, most of us have. If you didn't live in a bubble, I don't see how any of us escaped being exposed to COVID. And we sadly got some of the damage that I think the virus did to our brains. And I know my memory is very different from when I got exposed to COVID. Age also is a part of it, but in terms of the speed at which we think our memory is changing, I like to blame COVID. I also like to blame that we're using computers more. I don't have to memorize my family members' phone numbers. I don't have to memorize birthdays. Facebook reminds me when it's a friend's birthday. Facebook reminds me. I don't have to remember a fact. I could just ask my computer or Siri, who seems to be always listening. We use our memories less. Rather than writing a story, reading a book, and then taking that book we read and putting a mental picture in our minds, we're reading less and we're watching movies. And so they're giving us the picture. So we're using our minds less now that computers have taken over. So of course our memory is going to go down. Other things that's screwing with our memory is what we eat. We're eating a lot of ultra-processed food. CNN did another story on how we need to decrease our calorie intake from ultra-processed foods. According to a study, 20% of our daily caloric intake is coming from pizza, from hot dogs, from sausages, from burgers, from french fries, from sodas, from cookies, cakes, candy, donuts, ice cream. As I told you guys, that's fake food. And that doesn't necessarily do wonders for your brain. According to a study published in JAMA Neurology, men and women who had the most ultra-processed food had a 25% faster rate of executive function decline and a 28% faster rate of overall cognitive impairment compared with those who ate the least amount of overly processed food. They said this is an association, not necessarily causative. You can't say having french fries is going to cause you to lose your memory. But when they look at individuals that have memory issues and then they compare it to those who don't, and they look at their diet, that's associative. But they said their sample size was substantial, the follow-up extensive. While short of proof, this is robust enough that we should conclude that ultra-processed foods are probably bad for our brains. Now, they said that the quality of the overall diet was high, meaning the person also ate a lot of unprocessed whole foods and vegetables, whole grains, healthy sources of protein. So when somebody did the opposite, their cognitive decline disappeared. Now, I do think you can improve your memory. There are some cognitive issues and diseases that are permanent. But I do believe that if you start eating healthy, your memory will be more astute. If you lose weight, if you address the sleep apnea. Now, medications are also guilty. Yahoo Life did an article on 4 common medications that spike your dementia risk, increasing your risk of Alzheimer's, and a big one many of you are on, the benzodiazepines. The benzodiazepines, your Xanax, your Valium, any medicine that ends in PAM, like diazepam, clonazepam, lorazepam. Lorazepam is Ativan, clonazepam is Clonopin. The National Institute on Drug Abuse says that these benzodiazepines are sedatives that work by increasing the level of GABA. Now, GABA is an inhibitory neurotransmitter. Well, that could cause some function, some dysfunction, when you want your brain nice and astute. They say, in addition to other potential dangers of benzodiazepines, long-term use can lead to Alzheimer's. It's because benzodiazepines have anterograde amnestic properties, amnesic properties, that disturbs short-term and long-term memory function. That's according to a 2016 article in the Journal of American Academy of Psychiatry. Now, they also bring up statins. Statins are my favorite medication out there because I think they have saved millions of people from having deadly heart attacks. The problem is they aren't without their evil. They say statins, although they help lower risk of heart disease and stroke, they may stabilize the plaques on blood vessel walls, reduce certain blood clots, but have been found to increase risk of dementia. Now, the concept of stabilizing the plaque, I know that's a little counterintuitive. I thought the same thing. When I heard that the statin medications may help seal that plaque, make it nice and tight, not let it get loose, but kind of seal it, you're thinking, well, I want it to go away. I want the plaque to dissolve. I want the plaque to go away. I don't want the plaque being stronger. But when somebody has a heart attack like my father did, it's when the plaque breaks off and tears the lining of the vessel like a scab as it breaks off. And then you start trying to clot and heal the vessel. It forms a clot in the artery that's already not very patent because it has this big plaque in it. And then you end up dropping, having a massive heart attack. So any fraying or friability of your plaque, statin medications help tighten it up so it isn't loose and has that risk of tearing. That's why we are seeing lower risk of heart disease and stroke with statin medications, not to mention the lowering of cholesterol. But there is a possible connection, according to Joanne Manson, MD, who tells Harvard Health, this connection, it's not without controversy, but they do believe that there might be some risks with it. So it's something to, you know, think about. Anticholinergics. Anticholinergics block the effect of acetylcholine, which is a chemical in your brain that helps send messages between cells. When you block acetylcholine, it can cause temporary drowsiness, confusion, and memory loss. So what are common anticholinergics? Tricyclic antidepressants, certain antihistamines that you're using, overactive bladder, antimuscarinics. So for those of us with overactive bladders and we're taking these anticholinergics so we don't pee on ourselves, that's an issue. Now, remember I told you guys that taking Benadryl to sleep is not that good, and taking Benadryl to sleep might cause memory loss later? It's because it's a first-generation antihistamine. Makes you very sleepy, which is why our sleeping pill use can lead to dementia. I think Ambien could lead to memory loss. There's been some anecdotal evidence. I haven't seen all the studies on that yet. They say if you use anticholinergic medicines for 3 years or more, it was linked to a 54% higher risk of developing dementia. Parkinson's medications can do that too. I know you need to treat the Parkinson's, but a lot of Parkinson's may have issues with some of the anticholinergics or the dopamine agonists that they're on. So, you know, I bring this up not to scare you guys, but if you're thinking, my memory is not right, look at your diet, look at your medicines, see if there's some fine tweaks you could do. Look at your exercise regimen, look at your sleep regimen. But I think there's a lot of things you could do to kind of help reverse it. But you got to get on it early. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.